Good afternoon. I am Oma Mo, Assistant Director, Department of Fishery. Presently, I am working at District Fishery Officer. I would like to present state of aquaculture feed production and use in Myanmar. First of all, I will give you basic information. Fishery sector plays a very important role in national economies and also in the daily diet of the people. Fishery sector is third in foreign exchange and in after agriculture and forestry sector. Aquaculture sector plays a major role by contributing 51% of the total production of fisheries. These are dominant species culture species in Myanmar. Freshwater finfish aquaculture is rather than dominant coastal and marine aquaculture. Major freshwater fish are listed together with fishes. In terms of coastal and marine aquaculture, traditional and extended type of marine string culture is dominant. There are few semi-desert type of string farming with these species of Pinia monodons and Pinia banami. Pinias monodon is the native species in Myanmar. The farmers are very interested in white string culture, but there are only few farmers culturing this species, but monodon is the common species. In the case of marine aquaculture, only finfish culture in net cage in practice in coastal area. We don't have no soft shell culture. Marine finfish cultures in net cage, starfish are generally collected from the wild. At present, sea bass seed can be successfully produced through hatchery technique. We had one popular soft-shell mackerel culture. Soft-shell mackerel farming is growing with increasing local and foreign market demand. Stock crabs are collected from the wild. Large quantities of trifish are used for soft-shell mackerel farming. Soft-shell mackerel cannot be done by most of the farmers. They need a lot of finance support. Aquaculture feed production. Freshwater pond amounted to over 90,000 hectares and shrimp pond also over 90,000 hectares. At present in Myanmar, the fish farmers are using commercial feed from factory malls at least 25% and 75% of farmers are still using locally available rice bran only or rice bran and white cage in daily feeding of farm fishes. Practice of aquaculture feed manufactured by local feed mills are mentioned as below. The picture of feed and feed ingredients are listed like this. Most of the freshwater finfish farming utilize rice bran, grounded cage, seasoned neck, cotton seed cage, etc. However, in tilapia and bazooka fish, culture formulated feed pellets that are manufactured by private feed mill companies are used. The feed ingredients commonly used in broken rice bran, groundnut cake, soybean cake, and fish made with vitamin mix. However, the actual feed formulas and feed conversion ratio are not known. On the other side, soft-shell mackerel farming and marine fish farming are truly dependent on the trash. This picture shows many people are working trash fish feed for soft-shell mackerel farming. Initially, feed pellets for marine shrimp and freshwater prawn were imported from Thailand, but later on, the local private feed mill companies were established to supply local needs. There are a few semi-intensive and intensive shrimp and prawn farms that have been established. In this regard, the demand for feed decreased, which eventually led to closure of the feed factories in views of their difficulty to finance and the operation costs. The alternative source of fish meat are groundnut cakes and soybean cakes, both local available and consisting of high levels of crude protein. There is no practice of feeding farm-made pellet. A few large commercial farm owners are operating their own field meat to produce feed pellets for their own farms, while these feed meats are under experimental scale operation. In Myanmar, among more than 20 feed mills, there are 11 feed mills producing fish feed in sinking pellets and 3 feet male in floating pellet type. Pecial or local females are described below. The pecial or females are like this. Most females produce feed for their own fan. Feed production capacity. Production capacity of feed males are 100 to 250 metric tons per day. Totally daily production of fish feed is more than 600 metric tons per day or sinking and floating pellet type. Feeding method is fish fans with perforated feeding beds or for mesite feed and scattering the pellet feed and floating feed both in the feeding rim or place. The supply of feed ingredients. Most of the fish farmers are using daily feed for fish, mixing 2 to 3 items of various ingredients such as rye bran, peanuts, wine cake, season cake, cotton seed cake, red seed cake, soybean meal, mustard white cake, wheat bran, or on their own formulation to meet the nutrients requirements of fish. The females are using avert ingredients including dried fish, bonus, and fish meal. In complete feed formulation, adding additive vitamin, mineral, amino acids, and fish white. Among the feed ingredients, rice bran, white bean, peanuts white cake, sesame white cake, cotton seed cake, mustard white cake are locally available in soybean meal, red seed meal, corn gluten meal, feather meal. Vitamin, minerals, and amino acids of fish whites are imported from USA, Argentina, China, Brazil, India, etc. One feed meal commonly from BNS and one from Thailand are importing their finished floating fish feed into Myanmar, introducing to the farmers since last year. The fish farmer using traditional feeding method or mixing ingredients are giving the feed at nutrient values of 19 to 20% proteins, and commercial fish meal are producing the sinking and floating pellets at 25 to 28% protein for carp and 35 to 39% protein floating pellet for snakehead and catfish. For shrimp feed, most of the fans are using imported pellet feed. For sustainable supply of feed ingredients, few locals and foreign importers are insulated in importing of feed ingredients from USA, Brazil, Argentina, China, India, etc. for their female demands. One of the female is producing and supplying the fermented fish feed, utilizing many feed ingredients including molasses and fermented with beneficial microbes, probiotic organisms such as Lactobacillus, Bacillus subtilis, and Saccharomyces cerevisiae. As the fermentation process improves the feed nutritional products quality, facility, easy digestion, and also reduce AMF and fiber in plant-based ingredients. It also increases protein, lipid contents in elimination of phytate acids and tannin. The product's protein content is 26% protein, lipids 6%, and fiber 4%. Government policy, strategy, and regulation toward aquaculture feed production. As a measure of government law new policy, government encourages the production and utilization of well-balanced formulated quality feed in aquaculture sector. Aquaculture new law draft mentioned chapter 7 paragraph 78 that a person who wishes to do the following fishery related work should apply a license to the departments as of the prescribed application form. For Article 1, proof fish, aquafeed, draft used for aquaculture raw material production or that aquaculture use appliance. Paragraph 17b states that a person who wishes to do the following fishery-related work shall apply a recommendation credential letter to the departments as of the prescribed application form. Article 1, exporting or importing the related things such as bluefish, aquafeed, draft used for aquaculture, raw material production for the aquaculture use appliance. Currently, government is planning to conserve marine resources and ecosystem. More action for IUU vessel. Presently, DOF undertaking IUU certification. successful experience in improving aquafeed production and utilization. Aquaculture farms are using different types of fish according to types of species and techniques. A farmer has his own preferred and reliable types of feed. There is no information on negative impacts or feed use of culture species. However, aquaculture farms are quite successful as they are well experienced in aquaculture activities. Therefore, the feed and application of feed is successful in the aquaculture production. Major issues to be addressed in aquaculture feed production and use. This slide shows allowed chemical drug use in aquaculture. This slide shows prohibited chemical drug use in aquaculture. I have some technical considerations with regard to development. First, global warming that is rise in temperature has become major challenges to fishery sectors, particularly the aquaculture farms are suffering high water temperature. This may result in slow growth of farm fish and sometimes mass mortality. And eating feed may decompose and collapse pond water quality. In this regard, they need to introduce climate change adaptation in terms of pond design. Suitable species, culture season, stocking density, type of feed, daily ration, and daily frequency, etc. They need to reduce feed cost to compensate the operation ratio by using plant protein source rather than animal protein source. Too much utilization of fish meat and pine cash is needed to reduce as they play important role in natural food chain in marine fishery resources and ecosystem. They need to develop effective utilization of feed for optimal aquaculture production rather than maximum production to mitigate the negative effects of sustainable aquaculture development. When I have to go to conclusion, there are good potential and room for further developments of aquaculture in freshwater, brackish, and marine sector. Myanmar DOF is trying to conduct the research work on culture of native species like butterfish, Salonella species, and other economically valuable species. Also, culture of hazel and seabass in freshwater is under experiment scale. It has been emphasized that with concerted effort by both state and private sector, aquaculture will occupy more space through responsible productions and use of feed and feed ingredients towards the sustainable aquaculture development. Thank you for